Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. With Opel and the all-new Opel Astra. German engineering at its core. It's our most efficient Astra yet.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
I don't need to tell you that the subject of the pandemic is pervasive. Most of our media content is dictated by what's happening with the virus, and our lifestyles are significantly altered by the events of this year. Now, one thing that many of us realised early on is that escapism, or finding a way to switch our brains to a more relaxed mode, has never been more important. Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Sabina Brennan, psychologist and host of the Superbrain podcast, to discuss this further. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're all for escapism, but you say you've got to do it right and you've got to be careful what you choose to escape all of the current affairs issues that are going on.
Yeah, I mean, escapism, it's just a common impulse, and actually it's quite a good way to cope with stress. I kind of draw a distinction in a way. I think if you think about it in a healthy way as recharging, re-energising yourself, revitalising yourself, and that's in a way what we have weekends for. You know, you're working hard all week and then you can take time out to kind of switch off and do something that you enjoy. I suppose nowadays with technology, we can have escapism at the click of a button, and it's all too easy to access, and we can access it in an uncontrolled way and fall down that rabbit hole, we'll say, if we say technology on Instagram or Twitter or any of those things, mm-hmm. and you can just be lost. So I think
that's hardly escapism, though, is it, though? Going on your phone and having a look at Instagram, is it?
Well, you see, that's why I would put the difference. I would say, yes, that might be escapism, and you end up down a rabbit hole, and, you know, you may, you know, I'd say to people, do you feel good after it or do you feel bad after it? Do you feel energised after it, or do you feel drained and depressed after it? Mm-hmm. That would be kind of a good rule of thumb. That's why I kind of say recharging. And it's if you actually consciously think about it and decide, well, you know, I need time out, I'm tired. Now, what's the best way I can take time out?
So will you tell me what is a zone out moment, or how do you define that for yourself?
Yeah, so I think of it, what I sort of say to people, it's different for everybody. I think that's what's really, you know, I couldn't be prescriptive to people and say, oh, go, because you're hearing people saying, learn how to knit, learn how to cook, do this, that, the other. Everybody's zone out moment will be unique to them. So I think of it as something where when you're doing it, you just don't notice time. It's just gone. Mm-hmm. And you come out of it going, oh my God, oh, did I nearly miss lunchtime? Do you know that kind of way? Because you're so engrossed in what you're doing. And I think, you know, we get so caught up on the roller coaster of life. You know, we have to pay mortgages and work, etc., that sometimes we get totally distanced from those things that give us joy. And I sort of would say to people now, take half an hour out, make an appointment with yourself and think about, what did you used to do when you were a kid or when you were a teenager? Or what did you dream about being? Was it an artist, or did you, you know, those little things that you used to love to do, and see if there's a way that you can do them now or try them now. I was just saying to your producer that, you know, my son is a classical musician. He can't work at the moment. As he said, he's become a professional grant writer, you know, to try and get funding. And he's been writing music and stuff. But he has started, when he was a kid, every Christmas, it was like those Games Workshop models, and he would paint them. So he's dipped in and out of it, you know, over the years. I mean, he's 29, but he said since lockdown, it has just been his saviour.
Because he can lose himself.
Just lose himself. So that's what I say. That thing where you can lose yourself to find yourself, because that's literally what it is. You lose yourself from all your concerns, your stresses, your worries. Sometimes you can't even hear people talking to you, because you know the way they'll say, did you hear me? And you say, sorry, I was completely zoned out. You're just absorbed. And that's a form of meditation, you know, that kind of, you know, meditation has huge benefits for your brain, for zoning out, but that formal sort of meditation isn't for everybody, and not everybody feels able to do it. But I would say something like, you know, like what I just described with my son Gavin, that's meditation. That is being zoned and so focused on the present.
Well, it's a really
moment.
Good tip to think about something that you love doing as a child, because sometimes I would imagine it's hard to identify what's going to give you pleasure,
yes.
or a bit of escapism.
Yeah.
So to allow the question to percolate in your brain,
exactly.
for a while.
Yeah, and that's the perfect word, percolate. You know, just like you can spend that half an hour and it mightn't come to you, but if you put that question into your brain, it will work and it'll start to pull things out that you may have totally forgotten about. And I just think the childhood thing is a good way to start, do you know, because it's just the stuff that you were drawn to instinctively before life said you should have a career as a doctor or you know, you should be this. And that may spark, you can try it and you kind of go, oh gosh, no, I don't really like it anymore, but to try it and to kind of, I think, you know, there's a risk sort of at the moment because, again, you know, we have so much access to we always had TV as escapism, and there's nothing wrong with that. Again, mm-hmm. when it's done in moderation, it's the capacity we have to binge watch now.
I watched two episodes of The Crown back to back last night. Now,
is that good or bad? Two is not that bad. I've done a whole series. I mean, I have.
I'm one human sitting.
I have done a whole series of some things in one sitting. You know what? Occasionally, you know what? Sometimes we just all have bad days and you just kind of want to do that. But really, I think a good thing is to say beforehand, to say, right, I am going to only watch one, you know, and set yourself something that you have to do, like get up and, you know, say you'll turn off the lights or do something after the first episode to just kind of break that moment. But I'm really enjoying, I don't know if you've been watching The Unknowing with Noel Kidman.
The Undoing
with Nicole Kidman. I'm calling it Unknowing because I haven't a clue who done it. But that's on one episode a week. And what I'm actually...
Like the old days.
And what I'm actually finding is I'm getting more pleasure out of it because it's coming to me a little bit during the week. Gosh, I wonder, did... Mm-hmm. He was a bit odd, or what she said. So actually, rather than the binging, I'm getting more than my hour's TV enjoyment out of it.
And the research shows that if you binge watch, it's not really doing you much good.
No. So basically, even just what one research study showed was that even watching just 2 hours, which is what you did last night, of Netflix or something like that, actually leaves you more depressed and more anxious than before. So it's not really relaxation. And that's one thing I would say to people. There's an awful lot of confusion, I think, that people think that relaxing means doing nothing. Now, that would set my nerves on edge. To do nothing would just actually put me into an anxiety mode and actually could start me maybe spiraling into depression, you know, kind of navel gazing. Relaxing is really about finding something, like we spoke about, where you can lose yourself. It is about being able to be in the moment. And I think the key, though, is, again, it's always just about the balance. Escapism, if it's to just give you that regeneration, is excellent. If it's avoidance, if it becomes to avoid some reality that you are not addressing, that's where you run into problems.
Okay.
Do you know that you need the energy so that you can face the challenge? And that's where an escapism is great. It can re-energize you. And then something that was really challenging yesterday, when you've had sleep or enjoyed something, you can face and go, actually, it's not that difficult.
In the first lockdown, I think a lot of us behaved like it was Christmas every day. And we enjoyed ourselves a lot. I was speaking to a GP last week on the television program, and he said he has seen less evidence of that this time.
Yes.
That people are not indulging as much as they were, although there's a bit of it going on. Did you find that even in your own life?
Oh, personally, yeah. As I say to people, look, you know, I'm a psychologist, neuroscience, all about brain health. I know what to do, but I'm a human being first. So at least I think if you understand how you work, that helps. So yes, like everybody, I drank more than I ever drank in my life before. Do you know, I really did. And I had a book to write, you know, but it was very strange that first time. You know, we were actually dealing with the unknown, incredible stress. And so
and
we
fear.
Did what we had to, and fear. And so we did what we had to do to cope. I think with time, and I mean, I gained weight, and I think exclusively because of the alcohol consumption, because I continued to exercise and eat healthily. So thankfully, I've lost all the weight that I gained. And now very, very consciously saying, no, I don't want to fall into that trap. And very simple things, even if people just say, well, I won't drink on two consecutive days, or I will only drink on Fridays, or do you know, because I think it kind of gets harder, you know, if you say, well, I'll only have one, because once you have one, your frontal lobes kind of, they shut down a bit, and it's very easy to convince yourself to have more.
The desired effect.
It has the desired effect, yes.
Now, you find escapism in cleaning and tidying. That might not be for everybody.
Well, no, not so much the cleaning.
The tidying.
Yeah, well, I mean, I found one of my binge watches was, and I don't know if listeners have heard of it, was The Home Edit. And
we were talking about it on the programme, actually.
Were
the
you?
Home Edit.
Okay, yeah. So yeah. That to me, watching that, I just went, oh, this is heaven. So
I found them really annoying, but anyway.
Not so much the people, it was the order.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Look, the end result's great. It's getting there, that's the problem.
It's the people. Well, actually, so what I did was, it was actually really as we came out of the last lockdown. So I think things had been annoying me during it that I couldn't do. And plus, I was writing a book. So when you're doing something like writing a book, the way I work anyway, there's other stuff going on around me. And I say, I can't focus on that till I deliver this book to my publisher. So then when we came out, it was great for me because up to IKEA boxes, you know, drawer dividers. And I actually also as well, it was a great rejuvenation because I just threw out loads of clothes and, you know, or gave them away rather. But it's great now. I can open drawers and know where things are.
So was there escapism in that?
Absolutely. For you? I took about, I moved on to other people's rooms in the house. it was like a little holiday. I couldn't go away. So I got about 2 or 3 days where I didn't do any of my work. I didn't have to think about any of the stresses in life. My whole focus was, you know, what category does, where does that go? And piling stuff on beds and clearing them out and getting a sense of achievement. And I think that's kind of important as well. It's nice to have escapism, you know, like watching Dancing with the Stars or whatever. But it's also nice to have a form of escapism where you achieve something as well.
Absolutely. You know? And I think the message is to let that question sit with you. What's going to provide your escape? It doesn't have to come to you today or tomorrow.
No.
But just let it sit with you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in, as always, Dr. Sabina Brennan.
Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.